A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Menachas Samech Aleph, Menachas 61a, pagination is 121. We'll start towards the bottom of the page, counting up six lines, a quote from the Mishnah, Vehabikurim, and the first fruit, which is brought, Parshas Kisavo, is going to require tenufa, but not hagasha. But it does require tenufa. Kidivrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, as Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov explained. Asks the Gemara, what a cryptic statement. My Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, what are you referring to when you say Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? The Tanya, as we learned. V'lokach ha-kohen, the Kohen shall take the basket as described in the Parsha. Limed ala bikurim shatunin tenufa divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It informs you that this basket will require the waving ritual. My time as Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, what is it based on? Gomer yad yad mishlamim. It's a comparison of the word yad that we have by shlamim. So we're comparing the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo to the Pasuk in Vayikra Zayin, Pasuk Lamed, which is Parshas Tzav. Ksiv Hocho, it says over here, V'lokach ha-kohen etemne miyodecho, the Kohen should take the basket from your hand. Ksiv Hocho, and it says over there, Yadov Tiviena. Again, the word hand. Mal kan kohen, just like over here, it's a kohen aflahalon kohen. There also, it's a kohen. Umalahalon bailim afkan bailim, and just like over there, it's the owner doing it. Here also, it's the owner doing it. Kate said, "How do you get it with such a comparison that tenufa is being done both by the owner and by the kohen?" Okay, said, how is that done? Kohen meniach yado tachas yad yidei bailim umenif. The Kohen puts his hand under the hands of the owner, and they do tenufa. Now, there's a discussion, we'll see if we can get to this, to what extent are they actually in the same spot of the basket? What happened to chatzitza issues? Or is that simply the actual mitzvah? That's the mitzvah. That's how it's done, with the bailim touching the basket and the kohen touching the hand of the bailim. Taisvis, might as well jump right into it here. Kohen, meniach yad tachas yidei bailim umenif, Lav dafka komar tachas yad habayle mamish. It doesn't literally mean underneath the hand of the owner, Taisva says. De'im kein, because if that were true, havia la yad habayle mchatzitza ben akliu ven yad hakohen. There would be a separation between the hand of the kohen and the basket. And therefore, Taisva suggests, ela habayle mochsen beugnei hakli. The owner is holding the handles of the vessel. V'akohen bishulav milmata, and the kohen is all the way on the bottom by the base of the basket. V'ainu tachas yad habaylim, he's underneath the hand of the owner. He's underneath, but not literally touching underneath, like they're holding it literally together. Either way, the expression is tachas yad habaylim. The kohen is underneath, is secondary to the owner. And the theme here, I believe, is that the owner has to do this mitzvah. The owner has to express his thanksgiving. But the kohen is there, as with all mitzvahs, to coach him along, to mentor him, to guide him. But it has to be done by the owner, by the bailim. To take a mundane example, homework. The parent can be there to help out, but ultimately the child has to do it. If the child didn't do it, then it wasn't done in the educational method that it was intended to be. You have on a test, sometimes a teacher will decide that they could coach, they could do open book, they could tell the child where the answer is. But at the end of the day, the child has to ultimately come through and do it. It has to be attributed. It has to be done by the child. And over here also, the owner has to do it. The Kohen can help out. He can encourage. But as we say, the Shalheves Ola Me'elecha, ultimately, it's the owner that has to come through. Interesting theme in Chazoras Hashatz as well. When we come to Modim, so all the other brachos the Chazan says, and we just listen. By Modim, we have a Modim that's written up for us, that we bow and we recite. And the Mefarshim say because Modim can't be done by someone else. Modim, the expression of thanksgiving, is very personal. That's not just a request, and you could say, he's my spokesperson. Modim has to be you. And Bikurim as well is this similar expression. The concept of Tenufa exists by other Menachos as well. But in this case, there's a specific theme that I believe we should mention. Now, Tosfos cites an interesting back and forth on this topic of chatzitza with the tenufa. Tosfos on the one hand writes, "Lo ichbaslanim yesh ba chatzitza deikir tenufa bebailim." Makes no difference if there's a chatzitza on the Kohen's hand. The main thing is that the owner is doing it, which would fit very well together in conjunction with the Hashkafa theme that we just described. It's all about the Bailam, really. And then Tosfos writes of Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a great concern by the Mincha of a Sota. How is the Kohen going to do the Tenufa? He's going to be touching the hands of the woman, the Sota. How does that work? The expression kiur, it's disgusting. It's negative. What's going on? So maybe mapa. He puts a kerchief in between. Maybe we're dealing with someone who's an older Kohen, a veteran Kohen Zakein. But even if we're dealing with a younger Kohen, but there's no Yetzirah here because we're talking about the Sota and we're disgracing her because of bad behavior, so maybe there's no problem. But it seems from this Yerushalmi that he's definitely touching the woman's hands. She's the owner of the Mincha and he's definitely touching her hands. Says Tosfos, Miu, it could be that this Yerushalmi is not a proof that the hand of the Kohen is literally upon the hand of the Bailim, of the owner. Matsinu lemeimer, it could be that even if one is lamata and one is lamaila, but they're carrying the same vessel, pa'amim nogim yadav biyada, sometimes they end up touching because they're doing the waving motion together. And that's all the Yerushalmi was worried about, that it's improper. We'll stop there. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.